This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 496 for Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola is steady to down a dollar. November down $1.10 at $487.60 per ton. Improving crop condition ratings for U.S. soybeans sparked a sell-off in that market, and that accounted for much of the spillover weakness in canola. Relatively favorable Canadian crop weather added to the soft tone, although enough areas of concern do remain to keep some weather premiums in the market. The Canadian dollar was steady late in the day, providing little direction. The nearby technical signals do remain pointed higher, and that tempered the losses, as any declines in canola were seen as a good buying opportunity. Soybeans in Chicago are lower. The November contract down 12 cents at 887 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 72% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's up 3 points from the previous week. 43% of the crop was setting pods, and that's above the five-year average. A lack of fresh export sales, after 10 straight days of business, also pressured values. Corn futures, they posted small losses, lagging beans to the downside. September corn down 5 cents at 320 per bushel. The corn good to excellent rating also improved 3 points on the week, hitting 72%. Relatively favorable Midwestern weather and declining Chinese corn prices also weighed on prices. Wheat futures, they are down, seeing follow-through selling after yesterday's losses. Chicago wheat down 4 cents in September at 523 per bushel. Kansas City, 3 cents lower in September at 436 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat, it's down 2 cents in September at 506 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 81% complete in the latest report. That's up 7 points on the week. The spring wheat harvest was just getting started in the country at 1% done. Condition ratings for spring wheat were up 2 points on the week at 70% good to excellent. Good global demand and declining production prospects elsewhere in the world were supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.